Item 19, discussion and possible action on Sandy Creek Regional Water System Contract Amendment. Mr. Hoffman.
Directors, this is going to be an action item. In 1998, the BRA went into a contract relationship with the Lower Colorado River Authority and the City of Leander to operate the Sandy Creek Regional Water Facility. This facility is an LCRA-owned plant that treats Colorado River water that is diverted from Lake Travis and used by the City of Leander. The plant is currently under expansion. We're essentially doubling the size of the facility from a 6 MGD plant to a 12 MGD plant. And the city has worked with, and I guess let me hearken back to the conversation we had just a little while ago talking about Round Rock and talking about the raw water line. Round Rock and Leander and Cedar Park have gotten together and formed what they call a Regional Utility Authority, an RUA. And the RUA is a governmental entity whose purpose is to create infrastructure. In this instance, they're beginning with water infrastructure. So Leander is participating with Round Rock and with Cedar Park to create this RUA. They will create a deep water intake on the shores of Lake Travis, a raw water transmission line, and a regional water treatment facility to treat and then distribute that water to the three participating entities. The issue is one now of how does that factor into the operations of the Sandy Creek facility. Leander did not have the additional increment of water that they needed, so they approached the LCRA to purchase some additional water. And when they did so, LCRA began to ask questions about how the Regional Utility Authority might factor into the operations of the Sandy Creek Regional Water Treatment Plant. Leander needed to have that contract language lined up because the cities for the RUA are in the process now of going out for financing for their deep water intake and their raw water conveyance infrastructure. So they have to have this amendment to their raw water contract to add raw water. And in the process, LCRA asked these pointed questions about, okay, if this happens, what is this going to do to the investment at the Sandy Creek facility? And the reason why that's important is LCRA purchased and financed that facility through system debt. And it's not an unusual scenario, and we've even seen it in some of our operations at BRA, where when you have a municipality that can compete with two separate water treatment facilities, they can begin to offload some of their peak demands onto a non-core facility. And in this instance, the way it would work is Leander is on the hook for a 12 MGD facility with LCRA, and LCRA is concerned that since Leander is participating in this very high-profile project with Round Rock and Cedar Park, that there would be a lot of pressure for them to put as much reliance on that new facility as possible, and then it becomes a kind of a self-perpetuating cycle that they use less of it because the unit costs are high, and the unit's costs are high because they use less of it. So the LCRA also had a concern because they had a provision in their contract that was essentially a needs met provision. And what this did was it put LCRA on the hook to take care of all of Leander's water needs out of that Sandy Creek facility and to do whatever it takes, whether it's expand the drinking water plant or even bring additional surface water supplies online for them. They did not want to have to fulfill that obligation if Leander was going to be participating in the Regional Utility Authority. So what has happened is the LCRA has provided Leander with some proposed amendments to the contract, and these proposed amendments are what we have in front of us right now. And the language that has been added addressed those two issues that I just raised with you, namely the concern that LCRA and the BRA have that Leander needs to rely on the 12 MGD that have been put in place for their purpose. And secondly, that needs met provision for LCRA be removed from the contract. And then going forward, they'll have more of a relationship like what they would have had they entered into a contract with us, where we're good for the amount of water that's specified in the contract. And in the future, if there's more water available and the customer wants more water and we can come to an agreement of terms, there will be additional water provided to that customer rather than this kind of open-ended obligation to provide all of their future needs. And I guess lastly, there were some provisions added to the contract to bring it up to current law. There were some changes in the legislative process last session that were more perfunctory in nature that were added to the contract. So that's what we have before you. Next slide, please. We have no financial risk in any of this. We operate, sir?
Some discussion before you read that.
I'm not done yet. I want to let you know that we're not at any financial risk on this thing. We operate this facility on a cost plus basis, and whether we run a lot of water through that plant or a little bit of water through that plant, our costs are always going to be covered. Our G&A will always be a part of those cost considerations, our administrative fee. Obviously, if it's lesser budget, our administrative fee is a percentage of that, so our administrative fee could go down, but we're not going to be in a situation where we'll be financially at risk. So, yes, sir. Questions?
Oh, well, I'm hearing a lot about why the LCRA needs it, why the other utility districts need it. I'm not hearing where BRA needs doing.
We're a signatory to the contract.
Right.
As the operator, we were one of the three that signed it. But our resources are not involved with the capital involved with the plant. The raw water supply contract is not a part of the 25,000 acre foot of legislatively limited water out of the Colorado Basin. It was a separate provision in the statute that allowed Leander to do a deal with LCRA. So the only reason why y'all are having this brought before you is A, because we're operator of the facility, and B, because we signed that initial contract. And because of that, any changes to the contract will also require a signature.
And is it in our best interest to amend the contract?
It doesn't materially affect us one way or the other. I would say the best thing for us is it will continue to make the plant a good and viable plant that they cannot phase out reliance on this plant, so our operations are assured for some time.
Is there anything where we can decrease? Are we still subsidizing water?
This is not a part of that 25,000 acre foot that is subsidized. This is a deal wholly between the LCRA and the City of Leander as far as the raw water contract is concerned.
Any other questions, John?
But is there not some water that we are subsidizing that we'd rather not?
Yes, sir.
And who is providing that water?
There is 25,000 acre foot of water that the statute set aside that has the no net loss provision, and under which, because of BRA's inability at that time to provide that water, underwrote the cost. I will footnote that, though, and say the last increment of water that we sold to Round Rock, we did not underwrite the cost of that because we had offered them a viable alternative from the Brazos and they chose not to take it.
But is there still water that we are subsidizing each year?
The first increment of water that Round Rock purchased is still subsidized.
How long is that going on?
It's planned to go on until the contract expires.
Yeah. We're not benefiting from that.
The rationale at the time
I guess what I'm saying is there a quid pro quo we can get from this?
They're not a party to this.
Not at this time, not until we develop the water from the east, groundwater, the surface or the systems ops or all that's pulled together. Because the reason we got into this conundrum was because we didn't have any water.
Now my point is, though, they need us to cooperate in amending this contract. And is this an entree to be able to talk about what we would like for them to do?
No, sir, it's the wrong parties.
Yeah, it's not, Round Rock's not in this one.
No, but LCRA is.
We buy the water from LCRA and pay for it. Round Rock buys the water from us. There is no deal between Round Rock and the LCRA. They buy that water purely from us. So it would be up to our negotiations with the City of Round Rock if we no longer wish to underwrite the cost of that water for that first increment of water to bring that up with them. And I would assume that would happen if they chose to amend that contract in some way or if for some reason that contract came back before the board.
What is City of Leander's position on future wastewater needs, John?
Well, that's still a matter that's at play. We received copy of a letter, late Friday, from Cedar Park and from Round Rock regarding the future fate of the Brushy Creek Regional Wastewater System. And they have asked to go to, was it arbitration or mediation? Mediation. Asked to go to mediation with the LCRA. As you know, they have approached the LCRA's board of directors with a number of concerns related to the financial arrangements associated with that plant. And they have expressed their desire repeatedly to take over the operation of that plant. And I assume through the auspices of the Regional Utility Authority, they might do that. Leander has kind of been placed on hold pending that, Mr. Chairman. Leander has told us privately that it looks like they will probably be able to split their needs for wastewater in two separate directions. There's that drainage that goes into the San Gabriel that could be a part of any San Gabriel master planned wastewater that we would provide. The rest of it would drain back towards the other side into the Brushy Creek Basin, where it could go into the Brushy Creek facility, assuming they could come to some terms.
John can correct me if I'm wrong, but the cities down there don't like each other. They like LCRA, they like us less than they like each other, and they like the LCRA less than they like us. Right. But other than that, it's a wonderful environment.
Once again, the BRA, bringing people together.
Way 183 is expanding out to the north there. What's the long-term population growth in this area compared to the rest of the state?
That whole area in the 50-year time frame was going to grow together like you would expect, like the Dallas-Fort Worth area has done. All of that is projected to grow together. Yes.
So water and wastewater is going to become an increasingly major concern.
My prediction is that water will become more of a limiting factor than wastewater will.
Yep.
Because it's remote from the Colorado River Basin, and actually there's more water available in the Colorado River Basin in that particular area than there is from our basin. They've got greater political hurdles to cover to be able to have any more of that water come into that part of the watershed. It's become quite an explosive political issue there.
And I think the Round Rock, Cedar Park, and Leander are really realizing how very, very expensive that whole process is.
It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to hear it when your name's going to be signed on the check.
Yep. Very expensive. Is there any other questions for John? Read the resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented to the Board of Directors at its, of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 28, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to sign the Second Amendment to Wholesale Potable Water Service Agreement between the Brazos River Authority, the Lower Colorado River Authority, and the City of Leander.
So moved.
By P.J. Ellison, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Bloom, hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director D. Cluett?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.